Hey, gang. Do you want to handle your internalized misogyny without dealing with that pesky feminism, social change, or honest introspection?
Damn right you do. So wrap your flappy mansplainers around a frosty bottle of Diet Misogyny.
That's right. Diet Misogyny. It tastes just like regular misogyny, with only half the chauvinism.
With Diet Misogyny, I only slut-shame women that have consensual sex before sundown.
With Diet Misogyny, I can mask my fat-shaming as health concerns.
Diet Misogyny tastes just like a regular misogyny.
With Diet Misogyny, I only hate black women. That's awfully racist, isn't it?
Thanks to Diet Misogyny, I'm no longer anti-abortion, I'm just pro-restrictions.
Diet Misogyny tastes just like regular misogyny.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time!
Even the ugly ones!
All right. Gonna have to start doing this. Cis identity extremist. All right, so we did start out with this whole thing, white-on-white crime. We thought it was funny because, you know how these outlets get. It's like the police fellas, they go murdering one of them little colored boys in them little black neighborhoods. And then folk be like, man, them police ain't right. And then other folk be like, man, what about black-on-black crime? Which is thoroughly disingenuous. They don't give a blue fuck about that. And we know that it is about proximity. All right? Like in multiracial neighborhoods, you have multiracial on multiracial crime. I don't think that was worded very well. White areas, white on white crime. Black areas, black on black crime, because that's who you're next to. Right? Domestic violence is not on your neighbor. It's in your fucking house. All right? So we, and now white-on-white crime started super-duper as a hella joke. Like, we would deliberately find the most ridiculous shit, right? Like, woman assaults man with hot slice of pizza. Like, just the most ridiculous. And I personally would go for the low-hanging fruit. I would go to Huffington Post / Weird News. You know, like, on purpose. But then, like, it started to become like, man, you don't have to do that. If you just type in the name of a city or state and put man arrested, shit, you Yahoo search that, I tell you what, you're gonna get some white on white crime. And then that Iggy Azalea, the Australian vocalist that sort of does like a minstrel of a southern black McMurrican, and I think it was like people were joking around with the name Becky, you know, in its relation to white woman antics, and she said Becky is a slur. And then Phoenix Kalita wrote the piece I Hope Becky Becomes a Slur, and it was promptly plagiarized and stolen and monetized by outside forces a great deal. And but from there, I went ahead and made a Facebook page called Becky Lives Matter. And then when there were stories of racist white women doing violent shit, we started calling those segments Becky Lives Matter stories. So like the white on white crime thing expanded. And then we noticed, like, as we kept covering white-on-white crime stories, it became up to a point where you were no longer surprised that most, assumedly, a cis white man was naked or at least didn't have on pants. To the point of where we actually titled an episode, Why Are White Men Always Naked? And that episode, I think we said previously, like, that's one of the episodes that just, like, the downloads just came in quick. Like, people were just I don't know if people are just regularly searching that and clicking on anything that hits the results, or if the core audience downloaded it more. I don't know, but that one really flew. And now I need to start calling that something. So when white men are doing white on white crime, and apparently they don't have pants on, so at sometimes there is a alcohol blood level limit, and they're naked, no pants, That is cis identity extremist. Because you can bet on it, it's the cis. All right? The cis. You know, unsupervised cis men and unsupervised cis white men, you never know what they're going to do. So that's what we're going to be calling these stories now. So let's head on over to foxnews.com and we're going to go on down to Tennessee with this article put up by Nicole Dara, published on February 27th. And here I am on March 8th, just catching up. All right, morning wine cellar, 4:28 a.m. I got to get ready to head down to the factory. So this individual goes by the name of Howard Webb, 31 years old. All right, we're going to get it together, my fellow millennials. So Howard Webb was the driver of a was with a driver for dinner delivered a food service on January 12th when he allegedly put his testicles in an order of salsa that a customer had ordered from a Mexican restaurant in Maryville. And they actually have you might not want to click on this. I'm going to put the link with this web post, but you need not click the link. But there is a Facebook video of him doing it.
This is what you get when you give an 89 cents tip for an almost 30 minute drive.
Feels good in my bones.
Yeah, he just like put the saucer in his pants and dipped it. And the person said, this is what you get for an 89 cent tip on a 30 minute drive.
This is what you get when you give an 89 cents tip for an almost 30 minute drive.
Feels good in my balls.
And he said, ah, it feels good on my balls. So in a video published by the news station, is seen seemingly putting his testicles in a cup of salsa. Someone else in the vehicle, identified as the delivery driver, is heard giggling and saying, this is what you get when you give an 89 cents tip for an almost 30 minute drive. And the news outlet, they're gonna fucking, when they quote him saying, oh, it feels good on my balls, they put the brackets and just put the word testicles. Now, the dinner delivered addressed the video on Facebook, writing that the driver Webb was with a rogue independent contractor. I like that wording. I like that a rogue independent contractor. That's what you call somebody who is the proletariat in a gig economy. Granted, they're salsing over their fellow proletariat, most likely. The unidentified food delivery driver engaged in criminal behavior that has resulted in indecent acts performed to customer orders, as well as unverified claims of inserting poisonous substances inside customer drinks. The delivery service wrote that it reported the driver to law enforcement authorities. Mr. Webb, according to the news outlet WBIR, was arrested on Friday and charged with adulteration of food, liquids, and pharmaceuticals. Damn, so the testiculars in the salsa is not even the whole damn story. Right? And that, my friends, is a cis identity extremist. Like, because he, now this one in particular is really cis identity extremist, like beyond like the joking part of it is white man ain't got no pants on, but like he's like, you know what, I need to take the part of me that makes me a man and put it in your sauce. Eat the part of me that makes me a man. Like, that's where his head is on things. He's a cis identity extremist, a CIE, and that is going to be that. You know what? Morning wine cellar, let's, it's 4:32 a.m. I've got to be out the door by about between 5 and 5:10. Going to be doing some preventative maintenance work down there in the old factory. So let's throw in a little something else. Probably not a Sis Identity Extremist, but, you know, let's give you a little more content here. Excuse. Okay, there is another Sis Identity Extremist story, but I'm going to cover that one with Phoenix Kaleeder. All right, later on. So let's take a look here, dear fellow friends. All right. This is on the news outlet Clue, K-L-E-W. And it looks like they have the same logo. Ooh. Excuse me. They have the same logo as Cairo News in Washington State. All right, so this article is up by Caitlin Shelton. Woman named Meth sentenced after inmate dies from swallowing balloons filled with meth. All right, and I know, you know, you could say Hispanic, Latino, but I mean, not all of those folks are, you know, dead up indigenous blood. Let's not forget that Europeans came over here, and that's why they speak Spanish. So you can look at some of the folks that would be classified as Latino or Hispanic. I don't know the modern vernacular. It tends to flip-flap back and forth. But it's like you look at him and be like, oh, you a white nigga. You a white nigga. You're a Spaniard that just grew up here. And maybe you got a drizzle drop of indigenous blood. All right? So we're in Sacramento, fittingly. A woman, assumed cis, with the last name of Meth, because the goddess of irony doesn't fuck around, has been sentenced to 2 years of incarceration after the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation says she gave an inmate a deadly amount of meth. Jonah Martinez Meth, a 46-year-old individual of Clear Lake, pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter and received her sentence on February 21st. The authorities started investigating the sudden death of an inmate at a California medical facility on May 28th, 2018, who was Adrian Sepulveda, yes, run with that, who was a 46-year-old individual as well, was serving a life sentence with the possibility of parole for a second-degree murder. An autopsy revealed that Sepulveda had swallowed multiple balloons filled with meth. The CDCR's Bay Area Special Service Unit, Investigative Services, just niggas that read shit, that unit learned that Martinez Meth visited Sepulveda shortly before her death. Oh, so she was trying to slang meth in the prison from the outside. So, after serving a search warrant on August 2nd, 2018, special agents reported finding meth balloons and glue at Martinez Meth's Clear Lake home. She was taken into custody as the district attorney's office worked toward the felony conviction. All right, so that's always going on, and I'm sure that you're very excited about it yourself. And some folks may have heard on in recent episodes, we played the Diet Misogyny commercial that we're putting together. And so far, the only folks that have come through on it, thank goodness for the community, right, is a cis white woman, a trans woman, a cis gay man, and a, I think non-binary trans man are the only folks that have come through with vocals for that. Thank fuck for the community, you know, and so they came through with vocals on that. I'm still crafting it around, tinkering, trying to find my favorite music for it, but I like it. I like airing it. My favorite part of it so far is the that's awfully racist, isn't it? And that's a good old time. I think I'll play it at the end of this morning wine cellar. And maybe let's squeeze in a little bit. This one was linked to us by Jan Loco, who's been fucking with the wine cellar since way back. Like, Jan Local was fucking with the wine cellar when it was still an idea, right? In 2011, it was an idea. And Jan Local was down back then when I was providing free labor to black freethinkers. And sometimes being on the program The Big Funny with Travis Simmons. All right, so this is on JaneChastain.com. All right, and Jane Chastain is politically direct. So let's take a look at JaneChastain.com. And it's, and the title of this one is Just Say No Thank You to IWD, Girl Scouts, and Their Cookies. Okay. So, this is the week where real feminists separate from the radical counterparts. For the uninformed, March 8th is officially International Women's Day, but it is the catalyst, for week-long events held throughout this country and around the world. Sounds harmless, if not downright inspiring, to many unsuspecting women and girls who want to celebrate the right to be all they can be. Unfortunately, this comes with a lot of baggage you may not want for your daughter. And then they link to something, so let's see what they link to here. And it's AmericanProgress.org. And it's the Global Fight for Abortion Rights. All right. So they link to the Global Fight for Abortion Rights on AmericanProgress.org. Let's see what they have to say about it. This annual event has begun in 1909 in New York City by the Socialist Party of America. In 1917, it became a national holiday in Russia and was primarily celebrated by the socialist movement and communist countries since 1975, when it was embraced by the United Nations. This year's theme is Balance for Better, aimed at building a gender-balanced world. Does that include the whole spectrum? Continuing, what could possibly be wrong with that? Nothing, unless it is artificially enforced and government imposed on women who prefer not to be forced into jobs they don't want or full-time workforce at the expense to their families, which is the goal of many radical feminists. Huh. And she moves forward with this, and a coming paragraph says, it is no small coincidence that the Girl Scouts are out in force this month selling cookies on street corners, in front of grocery stores, and other places of business. For many years, I would buy at least one box from every girl I met. Even if I had a dozen or more boxes at home, the Girl Scouts were an important part of my formative years. I sold hundreds of boxes of these cookies myself, so I considered it payback, playing it forward, so to speak. Not anymore. Today's Girl Scouts are a far cry from my youth, which trained us to put God and country before everything else. Today, God in the Girl Scout promise has an asterisk, meaning that great I am and his morals absolutes can be replaced by anything, including oneself. Country also has taken a back seat. The emphasis is on global citizenship, which is fine unless you stop to consider that most of the world is not free, and the world's values are often at odds with our own. I'm glad that I chose to read it in the dramatic voice, because this is a weird anger. Like, is this nigga conservative, or one of those conservatives that's just masked as a liberal Democrat? What is this? I can smell a transphobe on him. I can definitely sniff that out already. Anyone else? Transphobe, turf, swerf, Are they not always the same people? All right, let's take a look here. It is little wonder that the Girl Scouts have taken a sharp left turn and can be found marching for abortion rights, gun control, and other radical feminist events like International Women's Day. The IWD website, International Women's... International Women's Day website. So she is called... Oh my goodness. This is one of them old niggas that just figured out the internet. So they're calling this article from the AmericanProgress.org the International Women's Day website. Oh, Jesus. All right. This says they want to promote... they want you to donate to charities to promote their causes. Ooh. Excuse me. And so... let's see. These are the recommended charities that this writer is not a fan of. She said, the recommended charities include the National Organization of Women, Center for Reproductive Rights, Planned Parenthood, and Ultraviolet, which promotes the election of progressive. That is the new term for ultra-liberal women. In fact, the Girl Scouts are celebrating the victory won by their alums in the 2018 midterms on its website, beginning with their star, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who attributes much of her success to what she learned as a part of this organization. Girl Scout alums make up 72% of female senators and 60% of women in the 116th Congress. Although the website tries to strike a bipartisan tone, it is no accident that among this year's freshmen, Carol Miller is the only Republican, and she is much older, 68, than the rest. This is outstanding. I want to dig into this again with Phoenix Kaliter and throw it on a Patreon only. Like, okay, so I think I had it wrong. This is not a liberal Democrat at all. This is a angry Republican by the name of Jane Chastain, and this is a good fun time. All right, it is 4:45 a.m. in the morning wine cellar. I gotta get my work clothes on and get myself on down to that there factory. And I dropped one of my wrenches in the car. It's my my one half wrench. I gotta pick that up and put that back in my pocket because I kind of need it on my shift. All right, be as safe as, oh wait, that's not how I word it. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. This morning wine cellar is public and free, socialized, but we are putting more content that is Patreon only and staying that way at patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. And there's always the old tip jar, the offering plate that we pass around this leftist organization, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. Yeah, that's right. I'm brain farting. It's weird. I need to eat more broccoli or something. All right. Fuck off.
Hey, gang. Do you want to handle your internalized misogyny without dealing with that pesky feminism, social change, or honest introspection?
Damn right you do. So wrap your flappy mansplainers around a frosty bottle of Diet Misogyny. That's right.
Diet Misogyny. It tastes just like regular misogyny with only half the chauvinism.
With Diet Misogyny, I only slut shame women that have consensual sex before sundown.
With Diet Misogyny, I can mask my fat shaming as health concerns.
Diet Misogyny tastes just like a regular misogyny.
With Diet Misogyny, I only hate black women. That's awfully racist, isn't it?
Thanks to Diet Misogyny, I'm no longer anti-abortion. I'm just pro-restrictions.
Diet Misogyny tastes just like regular misogyny.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time!
Even the ugly ones!